Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay. The supervisor you requested, how may I help you?
Oh, yeah, hi. I have talked to the customer rep for many, many times, different people. Anyway, finally got the confirmation number that they last time I talked to this lady, that's 4 days ago, saying that the credit's going to be back to my account. But it hasn't gone yet.
Okay, so I'll be happy to look at the account for you. May you verify your first and last name?
My first name is Chong. Last name is Lee, L-E-E. It's a C-H-O-N-G. Last name is L-E-E.
Yes, ma'am. May you verify your full shipping address?
1927 South 375th Street. Federal Way, Washington, 98003.
Yes, ma'am. One moment.
Okay.
I'm still here, so the account is pulling up.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I'm still here. The account is pulling up.
It's okay. It's pulling up, you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, it's still loading. Yes, ma'am. So I show here, I just want to review everything. I show here we're on November the 22nd, that's when you paid the $5.74 for the cooking set, the cookware set.
Neither one of them, those are frozen charge. So I reported it to my credit company. So it's in there as a frozen charge.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So what we
then,
have?
Then November 28th again. $67.32 came out from my account to the same company, Explosive Mega Fitness Q.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm showing here that the account was canceled out and also it was successfully refunded. Now, the refund took place on December the 6th, and we did have to do an electronic check over. So that takes 7 to 10 business days, ma'am. And if we processed it...
Okay. Oh, ma'am, just
yes.
A minute.
Okay,
that's fine, but that is really odd, because if it's a credit, if this was used a credit card, you just simply put it back as a credit, back on. Usually it takes 3 days at the most.
Yes, ma'am, but in this case, yeah, we had an error processing it when you originally called in, so that's why I didn't go through. So therefore, we had to send it over. So therefore, it can be electronically checked mailed over to you. And that was processed because I'm sure you spoke with everything on the 5th, and the electronic check was sent over on the 6th because we had an error processing it.
The electronic check is coming to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Not to my credit card?
Right.
Coming by mail?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But no, it's going to be electronically to the car, but it just takes 7 to 10 business days because we had an error when we tried to process it.
I don't understand why that how that happened. Anyway, am I going to get the check through mail?
No, ma'am. It's going to still go back on the account. It's going to be directed like right into your account.
It's not debiting to my account?
Yes, it's going to be an electronic check is going to deposit it into your account, though. It's not going to be like an actual paper check for the mail. It's going to be deposited into your account.
Oh, I don't understand, because usually they credit back to my account, and then it just like a debit and credit, they just offset and then wash out. But it's not the case.
But in this case, it's going to take 7 to 10 days, and this started on December the 6th, so it just got submitted over.
Okay, so that lady told me incorrectly, because she said, take it in 2-3 days, it'll be there. So that's not right.
Right.
Then.
Yes, ma'am.
So is this for sure thing? So when at the latest am I going to be seeing in my account?
Okay, so let's show here. If it's submitted on December the 6th, 7 to 10, then let's see. It's going to be the latest is next. The earliest is going to be by the 15th, which is next Thursday. And then the 10th business day is going to be by the Tuesday on the 20th. So if you don't receive it by the 15th, then definitely it's going to be in by the 20th. Because that's the 7 to 10 business days.
Okay. It's just so odd, because I have never seen electronic check sending it to credit card company. I have never seen that. Because I am very leery of the whole thing. It's like a fraudulent company, fraudulent everything, because I'm wondering even you are a legit even.
Right, but that's just because we did it. Once we had the error, we wasn't able to process it standardly, which is 3 to 5 business days, then we had to go to secondary measure. But you will get the $67.32 and also the $5.74. It's going to take a little longer than normal, which is, if not by the 15th, definitely you'll receive it by the 20th.
Okay. Ma'am, may I ask what your name is?
Qua,
Q-U-A. Q-U-A, Qua.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You're a supervisor. So, I'm going to go and, hoping that you are legit. I mean, it never happened to me. This kind of thing never happened to me. Fraudulent charges applied and then all this hassle. So anyway, I'm going to trust you in this, and then I'll just wait then. So December 15th, it may be earliest.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Okay, then. Thank you so much, and have a great afternoon.
You as well. Thanks for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.